What was your initial reaction when you realized that in the 5 or 6 years you've been open, there were 750,000 meals that you've delivered to those in need?
Actually, I don't know that I can say that we served 750,000 meals without crying. It's an amazing milestone, and it's a very sad milestone. I keep telling our staff that I don't want a sign outside that says millions served. But the important thing is that they are served. And so it's been an overwhelming experience seeing how many people come here on a regular basis for food. 5 years ago, the people who came here were largely men and very few women who are displaced. And as over the time has progressed, we're finding many more women and children, which makes it very sad. About 20% of the people that we serve are food insecure, which means that they have housing and they have employment, but they don't have enough money to pay the rent, utilities, maybe their meds, and to eat. And so our work helps them keep their housing. We have 21% of our people are veterans. And then the rest, it's a mixture between young folk and older folk.
What kind of stories are hiding behind that 750,000 number?
Oh, amazing people. A couple summers ago, we helped a family that had 9 children. We're about ready to be sleeping in a park because they had timed out of the shelters that were available to them. 2 years now, they're housed and all the kids are all well. Countless people who, there but for the grace of God, are us. The face is, it's a kaleidoscope of human beings, from itty-bitty babies to older people, from people who are housed and employed to people who've been living on the streets for 15, 25 years.
How long do you think it'll take to get to the next milestone?
I would not want to project, but I believe it will hit our millionth meal much faster, especially as we look at being able to be proactive and helping people who are food insecure. And if it's because we're able to help 40% of our people who are food insecure instead of 20, then I'm going to feel better about that millionth milestone than it all being people who are displaced.
What do you dread or fear the most about reaching the next milestone, whatever that ends up being?
When we hit our 500,000th meal, I said, I don't want to do this every time we turn around. So we've now decided that we acknowledge the 750,000th. We'll acknowledge our millionth meal when it hits. And I will feel good that there are people that are alive because we were able to serve their needs of meeting their hunger needs. But I will cry that need is out there.